Hello. All right, let's go. It's Thursday, April 10th, 2025. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Super quick look at all the top headlines as you start your day. Real efficient. Real quick, I will not be here tomorrow. No show tomorrow, which is Friday, but I will be back on Monday. For now, today's show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. Yesterday, President Trump announced a 90-day tariff pause. While that does not include China, the news was enough to revive the market. Stocks shot up, as did the dollar. The S&P 500 had one of its biggest gains since World War II. It was a U-turn that really nobody saw coming. There are still plenty of these new tariffs in place, including the 25% U.S. auto tariff. But markets reacted to the news in a big way. There's still uncertainty out there, though. For example, the battle with China only intensified yesterday. Trump called them a bad actor and increased their tariffs to 125%. He said they're being punished since they retaliated against his tariffs. He said, don't retaliate and you'll be rewarded. That's his message to all the nations. This trade war has lots of ups and downs, and it's far from over. We'll see what happens next. On to sports. The big story today is the Masters. While there have been events all week, the tournament gets started at 7:40 Eastern time this morning in Atlanta, Georgia. Competition will continue through Sunday. At that point, we will have our winner. Again, Scottie Scheffler is the favorite. The returning champion is the favorite to win it all again. You can watch the Masters on ESPN, CBS, and Paramount Plus. In the NBA, another LeBron story today. He just played his 1,561st game. With that, he passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and has now played the second most games of all time. Robert Parrish is still 50 games ahead of him. LeBron could get there before the season is over. In other LeBron James news, his Lakers were in Dallas last night, which was Luka Doncic's first time back in the city since leaving the Mavericks for the Lakers. It was an emotional night. The Mavs played a tribute video to him before the game. He cried, and then he went on to score 45 points. The Lakers won 112-97. On to some entertainment headlines. First in health news, Angelica Houston just revealed that she had a private fight with cancer about 5 years ago. It was right after she wrapped filming John Wick 3. She didn't give many specifics. We don't know what kind of cancer it was, but it sounds like she beat it, and she's proud of that, as she should be. She said the ordeal highlighted the importance of not taking life too seriously. In relationship news, former First Lady Michelle Obama just opened up about divorce rumors. She was on Sophia Bush's podcast, and essentially she shot him down. She said that her newfound independence since leaving the White House has led people to speculate about a troubled marriage. She said that's just what society does, puts a negative spin on things. Lastly here, a video of Justin Bieber has sort of gone viral. In the video, he's screaming at paparazzi. He's out getting coffee in Palm Springs. And as always, they are right there with him. The articles, the conversation about this video are pointing out the fact that he recently wrote online about his anger issues. And you see that in this video. Moving on to movie and TV news. I've got a trailer up this morning at First Thing Pod in the Instagram stories for a movie called Nanas. Vince Vaughn, Stanley Tucci, Susan Sarandon are all in it. It's a comedy. It'll be out in May. Again, the trailer is up. I've also got a teaser trailer up there for a new Metallica documentary. It's about their fans. It's called Metallica Saved My Life. It sounds cool. Again, at First Thing Pod to see those in the Instagram stories. In other music-related movie news, The Weeknd just announced that his movie, Hurry Up Tomorrow, will be in theaters for one night only. It's going to be out for everyone to see May 16th, but it's going to be in theaters on May 14th. And again, Jenna Ortega and Barry Keoghan are both in it. It looks like a legit movie. On to TV, I've got a trailer up in the stories for a new Apple show called Murderbot. I know that sounds kind of dark, but it's funny. It's a comedy. It's based on a book series. Alexander Skarsgård is the lead. That premieres May 16th. Again, Apple TV Plus, and the trailer is up there. In other news, this one was kind of inevitable, but HBO has already renewed The Last of Us for a third season. The second season premieres this Sunday night, and now we know for sure that a third season is behind it. In TV news, MSNBC and Fox Business are both getting monster ratings right now on account of the market chaos. They've both seen a spike in viewership as people wonder what's happening with their money. Some day parts are seeing like 40% bumps. And now a handful of things to watch today. Hacks is back. People love that show. It's back on Max. It's the season 4 premiere of Hacks. Max also has the season finale of the medical drama The Pitt. People that watch that show really love that show, too. The season finale is out today on Max. Hulu has the season finale of The Kardashians. And the one that I'm most excited about, Netflix has the 7th season premiere of Black Mirror. Okay, on to music. I'll start with this one. It's a really crazy story. The wife of the bass player of the band Weezer was shot during a police-involved shootout in Los Angeles. Her name is Jillian Lauren. It all started with a hit and run. The suspects fled. Police were searching. And then this Jillian woman came out of a house with a gun in her hand. It's not clear at this point if she fired, but the police were reportedly telling her to drop the weapon. She did not do that, so they shot and they struck her in the shoulder. She was treated at the hospital and booked for attempted murder. Again, this is a very wild story, and I'm sure we're going to get more information soon. Also, her husband's band, Weezer, is set to perform at Coachella this weekend. I wouldn't be surprised if they had a guest bass player up there with them. By the way, Coachella will be live streamed on YouTube again this year, so you can watch from anywhere. The National Recording Registry just announced 25 editions. This is something the Library of Congress has been doing since the year 2000. They do it to preserve iconic recordings. The new editions include albums by Elton John, Miles Davis, Amy Winehouse, the original cast recording of Hamilton, and the Windows 95 reboot chime. I like that. We just found out that Jennifer Lopez is going to host the 2025 American Music Awards. They're coming up next month, May 26th. You can watch on CBS and Paramount Plus. J-Lo will also perform. Lady Gaga just announced more dates on her Mayhem Ball tour, and those shows are in Australia. Her first time performing over there in 11 years. In new music news, it looks like Lorde is getting ready to put out a new album. She just shared a bit of a new track on TikTok. Her last album came out in 2021, so fans are ready. And lastly here, Morgan Wallen just snatched a record away from Taylor Swift. His album, I'm the Problem, is still like 5 weeks away, but he has released a handful of songs from it already, and he just broke the record for most top tens on the Billboard Hot 100 prior to an album's release. Taylor had 4 top tens back before her album Red came out, and now Morgan has 5 from his upcoming album. Again, it's out May 16th. Some additional headlines here on this Thursday morning. Prince Harry is in the news. He was in court yesterday over in the UK. He's looking to get his full British security detail reinstated. And there was a dramatic moment. I guess a woman showed up late. She kind of caused a scene when she entered the courtroom. And then a bit later, she started shouting things. It's reported that she was shouting in his defense. So she's a fan. But it was chaotic enough for Harry to be dramatically escorted out of the courtroom. She was also removed, and at that point, his princeness returned. In travel news, the experts over at Food & Wine just ranked airports based on their dining options. The winner of this year's Food & Wine Global Tastemaker Award is Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta. It's a huge airport, and they say it has the best food and drink options of all of them. O'Hare came in second, followed by JFK. A new study just came out. This language learning platform analyzed Google search patterns across the country to figure out which states and cities have the most pronunciation challenges. So for the last year, these are the words that Americans have struggled to pronounce the most. See how you do with these words. Croissant. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Sometimes I hear people say croissant. I'm not going to say that ever, though. Cash, as in like your computer's cash, C-A-C-H-E. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious is on the list. I don't know why people are saying that often. Demure and Chapel Roan. People really struggle to say Chapel Roan, all some of the most mispronounced words of the year. Lastly here, I always end the show with something positive. Today it's a real David and Goliath story. It's cool. It's about a young girl over in the UK. Her name is Georgia. She was bothered by the fact that her school uniform did not have any pockets on the girls' pants. The boys had pockets. The girls did not. She wrote a letter and collected signatures on a petition saying the girls need to carry things too. She sent all of that off to this big retailer, Sainsbury. And success! This girl, she did it. She got a letter back from management apologizing and agreeing with her. Skip ahead to present day, and Sainsbury's now carries those same uniforms, but with pockets for the girls. This young lady named Georgia, she made some real change out there. You too can make a change. She's an inspiration. Nice job, Georgia. You enjoy those pockets. And the show is
over. The show is over now.
Okay. Thanks for being here. Quick shout out to Carrie. I love this message. I got this message on Instagram. I want to share it because I thought it was cool. Carrie said that she teaches a GED class with learners from ages 16 to 60, and they listen to this podcast every day on their break after math. I think that's awesome. Hello to you guys. Hello to that class. Hello to Carrie. Thank you for listening. Again, sorry, not going to be back tomorrow. No show tomorrow, but I will be here Monday with a brand new rundown of all of it. Be well.
Please tell your friends about this show.